to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. There we go. Welcome to Plain Talk here at Air Venture 2019. I'm at the Daher TBM booth with some very cool guys. Ray, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Well, I'm Ray McPheeters. I'm own a TBM and have for a couple of years, and the chap I acquired it from is sitting here beside me, Ken Dono, Columbia Aviation Sales in Groton, Connecticut.
And I understand, Ray, that Ken's your trusted advisor on this journey.
He is. As I was saying, I transitioned to a TBM from a Cirrus, and the transition was much steeper than I had anticipated. So much so that at one point I thought, you know, I wasn't going to be able to continue with the TBM. It was going to be too much airplane for me. But in talking to Ken, he assured me that with adequate training and a little bit of time and effort that I would, in fact, make the transition. And, in fact, that turned out to be the case.
Cool. Which TBM do you have now?
I have a TBM 930, a 2017 TBM 930. Wow. And Ken and I are in the process of me transitioning to a new 940, TBM 940.
And audience, Ray is going to be the first Canadian pilot, owner of a cool brand new 940. That must be kind of neat, doing an upgrade.
Well, yes, although that wasn't the motivating factor, and I only laterally learned that that would be the case. In fact, Ken just confirmed it this morning that I would be the first Canadian, but I'm sure there'll be many others in the days and months to come.
So what made you choose transitioning from the Cirrus to the TBM?
Well, it's, you know, when you get to my point in life, you enjoy flying, and I've moved from a series of airplanes, and our corporate pilots were always telling me, well, it's time to move from piston, and you should have a turbine there. You know, the better aircraft. And so there's a chap in Toronto who does a lot of training, a guy by the name of Ed Pasquale, who's a very knowledgeable guy. And I got talking to him, and here at Air Venture, I looked at all different kinds of turbine aircraft. And Ed was very adamant that if I bought a TBM, I would never want to trade up to another aircraft. I'd looked at, you know, Pipers and Kodiaks and a number of airplanes, and but he convinced me that this was the best built and the best quality single engine turbine, and I've come to believe that it is without peer in the world for owner operated turbine aircraft single engine. I know of no better aircraft anywhere in the world than this one, and it's very solidly built. It's got some military engineering in it.
Cool.
You know, very solid undercarriage. And, of course, the PT6 Pratt & Whitney Canada, built in Montreal, engine is ultimate, you know, just unbelievably reliable. And I never, so much so that I almost never think about the engine now when I'm flying, whereas with a piston engine, you were always thinking about it.
That's true. So, very true.
So that's how I got to it. And then Ed introduced me to Ken and said, this is the guy you got to talk to. And I did. And Ken is not your typical salesman. He's intelligent, thoughtful, and somewhat underwhelming. So I had to convince him to sell me an airplane.
Oh, that, Ken, as a sales guy, that must be quite an interesting proposition.
Well, I stayed put until Ray twisted my arms so much that I had to sell him the airplane. But in reality, Ray is and was at the time, and is certainly now, the perfect example of a committed pilot, one who's very, very willing to train, very, very willing to learn, and not afraid to take on a challenge. And, you know, the TBM at the end of the day is just a big single-engine aircraft. And I think it can be very overwhelming if you look at it as just a big airplane. But if you take it step by step and train and stay committed to that training, the success story is just like Ray's.
Well, I do want to say that, you know, Ray's very unassuming and humble, if I could say that. I've had the opportunity to fly with Ray, and in the certainly in the cockpit environment, he's a pro all the way, very disciplined, very, very focused, and absolutely always ahead of the aircraft, with, of course, the goal of having a safe outcome.
Well, I obviously have met many pilots over the years, and I can say, not because he's sitting next to me ready to hit me with a hammer if I don't say something nice, but I can honestly say that I can count on one hand the number of people I've had the pleasure to associate with who are so committed to learn and so committed to be the best that they can be. And it's I'm actually very proud to say that I have the opportunity to work with him.
I think I've flown with a lot of folks in my, you know, my GA piloting career, and with quite a variety of spectrums of pilots, if you think of a bookend. And certainly Ray is at, you know, the extreme side of that, you know, that caliber, committed, smart, and at the same time trying to get him to blush a little bit, but not working.
Well, I would agree.
So what color is your new 940, Ray?
Well, there's a company that Ken uses that designs airplanes, and I wanted one that was a little different, unusual. So this one's got brown and beige and some black in it, and it's got a brown interior, a dark brown leather interior. So it's actually sitting in Ken's hangar in Groton, Connecticut as we speak. So.
Oh. Wow, when do you take delivery?
Well, we're waiting FAA certification, but we're expecting that shortly in the next couple of weeks, and then Ken has to reconfigure it and bring it to Oshawa, and then we got to re-register it in Canada, and hopefully I'll be able to fly it to the TBM OPA convention in Denver in September.
Nice.
The aircraft has already been certified by Transport Canada. So we're just waiting for the FAA to sign off on the documents. And one thing I was going to say about Ray and I have this little competition going where, and this is just an example of how committed Ray is. Ray, I think, stays up all hours of the night coming up with questions to ask, just to either test me or to keep me on my toes, or probably both. And so far, I've managed to pass all tests, but I know that there's the as they used to say, the $64 question coming, so I'm sitting tight.
I send him questions at 3 a.m. in the morning just to see if he's alert.
So it's less about the answer and more about, are you there? Very cool. So
I just like to know he's still out there, because he is a wealth of knowledge, deep knowledge on the TBM.
Very important. And Ray, I understand that you had the opportunity to tour the factory.
I did. I just returned from Europe. I was in Tarbes 2 or 3 weeks, end of June. And I also flew the 940 there with one of the test pilots in Tarbes. So, yeah, it's a nice facility, very clean, and they're all great people. So it's interesting.
Sure. Did you have an opportunity to see your airplane being built?
Ken sent me pictures during the actual build, but the airplane was actually there being cleaned up, ready, and in fact, it followed me back across the Atlantic and arrived in Groton maybe a day or two after I arrived back in Oshawa. So it's, I saw it in the factory.
So you got to see your baby in the maternity ward.
I did, yeah, and there's a lot of babies in there right now. In fact, I was talking to Dr. Ian Fries last night. He's getting 1,300. And Dr. Fries is a TBM owner and very knowledgeable physician.
Cool. So any future trips with the the new bird, new capabilities?
Well the first the first trip, of course, this auto throttle on it, this is the big, but there's a lot of other upgrades as well to it that I keep finding new little things. I'll be going to the TBM Owners and Pilots Association convention in September.
Where is that?
Denver, Colorado. Okay. Wow. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we got to do a little conversion training, a little differences training. So I'm going to sit down with the president, by the way, and learn about the auto throttle.
Wow.
In the next day or so.
So Ken, any final words?
The TBM, as Ray can tell you or will tell you, the TBM really is the ultimate private owner-flown aircraft. Everything it does exceptionally well. Allows you to mix it up with the big boys up in the flight levels, yet can get in and out of a very short runway, giving it very strong capabilities. But at the end of the day, it's just a single-engine aircraft, which is... The simplicity of that is what I think makes it very attractive.
And I think certainly with the auto throttles, go faster, go faster.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'm curious, what made you choose an Alpina as your timepiece of choice?
Well, without doing a commercial, Michael Goulian is a very dear, close friend of mine. And his father... offered me my first flight instructor's job back in the day. Wow. So I go back with the Goulian family, and just a fine group of people.
Cool. I saw Michael yesterday at the Cirrus event. A nice little chit-chat.
Yes, he's a fine gentleman and, very fine family.
Very cool. Ray, any final words?
No, it's a beautiful day here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I flew over from Toronto yesterday at 30,000 feet and 300 plus knots. And
1 hour.
Yeah, a little over an hour. So it's a great trip.
I think, as we all agree, we're all living the dream as pilots. And really appreciate your time and helping out with this little chit-chat.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.